This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
That you want, launching into the second hour of the show, still talking about the terrible news out of federal courts today, specifically the Second Court of Appeals. A panel of judges there, a three-judge panel, has basically ruled completely against the appeals case for Ross Ulbricht. And so we've been sharing some of the details on that. They point by point rebutted the case, claiming that even though, yeah, there were some corrupt cops who've now gone to prison because they took guilty pleas, admitting that they were corrupt and, you know, stealing money and who knows what else, taking bribes, that the fact that those cops gathered evidence and had full administrative access to the Silk Road server, for those who don't know, the Silk Road was the world's most infamous underground drug marketplace until 2013 when it was taken down in October. But these corrupt cops had access to that server and they could have planted all manner of evidence in there. No. The fact that all those things is true, that didn't lead any credence to this appeal whatsoever, says the judges. Now, that's not the exact quote. I'm paraphrasing what they said there. But if you want to hear some of the exact quotes, we'll put the Wired story up on our Facebook and Twitter. And, of course, you can always grab the full show later tonight. If you missed the first hour, you can go grab it anytime over at freetalklive.com. It's Ian, Daryl, and Mark in the studio here tonight. So after, you know, this summary from the Wired.com's Andy Greenberg, the very end here, he points out, in the end, the court notes that sentencing guidelines actually justify his life sentence, even without consideration of any attempted hit jobs or overdose deaths. So they were justifying the fact that he was sentenced to more than life. It was a double life plus 40-year
right.
sentence. And they were saying that ultimately that it was not just the people who were harmed allegedly by the drugs that they got from the Silk Road, because they trotted those folks out in the sentencing hearing. But they also claimed that because they believe that Ulbricht was, quote, prepared like other drug kingpins to protect his profits by paying large sums of money to have individuals who threatened his enterprise murder, it would be plainly wrong to conclude that he was sentenced for accidental deaths that the district court discussed only in passing in imposing sentence. So they're justifying the original court's sentence, saying, oh, the court, other court judge, Ms. Forrest, we'll talk about her here in a moment, but that judge, Ms. Forrest, it wasn't just the sentencing that was swaying her on this. He was an attempted murderer,
even though
there's no evidence.
There's a fabricated chat log.
That it's not evidence. If they had evidence, they'd have charged him with it.
Well, okay.
Right. They don't have enough evidence to bring forth a charge. They do have what is very likely a fabricated chat log and this unfiled allegation that they've never brought formal charges on. He's never been convicted on. He's never had a hearing on. So they just mention it in passing, and
the judges are taking this as
judge says,
God's word.
Oh, well, he's alleged to have done something. Well, how do we know that Judge Catherine B. Forrest of the New York Federal Court has never raped baby penguins? Right. How do we know?
If a judge...
I have a chat log here that where someone claiming to be her says that she raped baby penguins. Therefore, she must have done it.
If a judge... sentences somebody for a crime that they haven't been charged, tried and found guilty of, that judge is, they're doing something illegal.
Well, here they're justifying it later. They're saying that, even if she wasn't influenced by the, you know, these...
Right, then they're saying that it was a life
sentence. She could have still done this anyway.
But they also, they trot out these victims of, bad drugs that were bought on Silk Road, right? I think that bad drugs are a danger that one deals with when one does drugs. I mean, until the drug war,
it wasn't necessarily bad drugs. It was that they did too much of them and died.
Okay, fine. Overdoses are another thing. If If I buy a bow and arrow, or if somebody buys a bow and arrow on eBay and shoots me with it, can I sue eBay?
No.
I mean, it is reasonable that someone might use a bow and arrow, a device intended to shoot living things with, might shoot me, and so therefore eBay should not sell those things. I don't believe that for one solitary second.
Right, and there's actually federal precedent that operators of online stores cannot be held liable for what the users do.
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
Anyway, more to the story here. As Judge Catherine Forrest explained at the time, Ulbricht's life sentence was intended to send a message to other would-be dark web drug kingpins.
Which is a, you're not supposed to sentence me on other people's potential crimes in the future. You're supposed to sentence me on my crime.
Right, but, a lot of times the judges will not only sentence you for your crime, but they'll look and see what your criminal record looks like. This man ran a red light in 1974. He did this other thing, and so therefore, we're putting you away for life on this stealing a loaf of bread.
I think that taking your criminal record into account makes a hell of a lot of sense, a hell of a lot more sense than taking into account the potential criminal record of other people in the imaginary future. That's what sending a message is. Sending a message is intending to stop crimes that have not yet occurred by sentencing a person more harshly.
Right, but let me give another more extreme example of using someone's criminal record. Let's say somebody has...
But Ross Ulbricht didn't have a criminal record.
Right. But judges still, they'll do this weird thing of, you have two petty theft misdemeanors in your past and Grand Theft Auto, so therefore on this speeding ticket, I'm going to put you away for as long as I can put somebody in jail for a speeding ticket. Yep. Even though it's totally unrelated, whatever record there is, totally unrelated, judges will still use that as justification.
Sure.
And they'll use any perceived, something else could happen, and, perceived scenarios in their mind as justification for all kinds of things.
Yeah, they do all kinds of things. In this case, they couldn't do it to Ross Ulbricht because he didn't have a criminal record.
Right. Judge Forrest's strategy appears to have backfired, at least in the short term. Sales on Silk Road successor sites doubled in the immediate wake of Ulbricht's sentence.
Sure, as advertising.
As news of the trial's outcome raised awareness of the dark web drug market. In their ruling, the judges subtly expressed their own doubts about the lower court's sentencing decision, even as they affirm it is legal, saying, quote, "Courts have the power to condemn a young man to die in prison, and judges must exercise that power only in a small number of cases after the deepest thought and reflection."
I thought about it long and hard, and yep, I'm right. You deserve to die in prison.
They said further, quote, "Although we might not have imposed the same sentence ourselves in the first instance, on the facts of this case, a life sentence was within the range of permissible decisions that the district court could have reached." So there they are again saying,
the judges,
yeah, we're better people than this judge here. We probably would have done something different.
The arbiters of fairness have decided that this isn't fair, but they're going to let it go.
That's what happened.
Because it was, quote, within the range of permissible decisions, end quote.
Mm-hmm.
So
that is their job. I will
somewhere
point that out
between
again.
5 years and two life sentences plus 40 years, that's the range, and it was within the range, so therefore justified.
Well, their job, Mark, is to look at the appeal and decide whether mistakes or errors of law were made.
That's right.
And
they did, and they missed several of them.
They did. They missed several of those, but also they could absolutely overturn this draconian sentence.
They could
very well say, look, yeah, it may have been within the range of permissible decisions, but it was inhumane. This is wrong. Prohibition, it needs to end. Here, we, this, you know, court of judges, have decided to send a message that this judge made a mistake and that this stuff shouldn't happen anymore.
And
they could totally do that.
Catherine Forrest loves sending messages.
But instead, they wanted to back up the system status quo. And that's all this was. This is just a pure justification of tyranny and the status quo. All the while throwing out, you know, props to the idea of ending prohibition at some point in the future, but not right now, and not in this kid's lifetime. It's Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The 300 Blackout is an incredible rifle, and Infidel Body Armor is giving one away in just a few days. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter. Hi, I'm Chad, the owner of Infidel Body Armor. I want you to be prepared. So not only am I giving away a rifle, I'm offering sweet deals on armor, smoke grenades, night vision, and other gear you need to survive the coming collapse. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
We're still discussing the terrible news about Ross Ulbricht's appeal, which has been rejected by the initial panel that was looking at it, the Second Court of Appeals. Now, maybe they're going to try this again. Maybe they're going to ask for the full panel of judges to look at it. It would seem like that would be the way to go here. That was what your suggestion was earlier. Likely expensive, but could it be as expensive as filing the appeal? I mean, the appeal's basically written already unless they make some serious changes to it. I would hope that it is at least some fraction of the initial appeal's cost to try again, but I have no idea. I don't know anything about that.
I would also, so if this is a panel of three and then the full panel's five, I'm just pulling numbers out here. I would think that they're already behind the eight ball.
Right.
Maybe the judges will change their mind after having a chance to think about it, but it doesn't seem likely. They've had all the time they need to think about it now, and they.
Yeah, that's true.
This just looks like a terrible decision to me. It's sure not that is. It didn't go my way, and it didn't. But I guess I just don't understand. I would love to sit in there and interview these people that made
this decision. Oh, they don't do interviews.
Right, of course they don't. They don't answer questions about decisions they've made.
They justified their decision. They wrote it down on a piece of paper, and they go home and enjoy a glass of wine or smoke their own joint at nighttime.
Yep.
So the full panel, I believe, would be 11 judges.
Oh wow. Okay.
That's big.
That could change it, right? Like, that could... Anything could be possible if you bring more people involved in this, but again, don't get your hopes up. I'm sure at some point we'll talk to Lynn about this. I didn't even consider reaching out to her today. I'm sure she's having a tough day.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to Lynn
today.
Right now.
Lynn is Ross's mother.
We'll see her in 3 weeks.
Will she be at Somalia Fest?
I know she's going to be at Port. Okay, at least I will see her in 3 weeks.
All right, that's cool. Right on. Lynn, of course, has been standing by her son here as much as she can, given that he's in a prison cell. But I think they sold their house in Austin, Texas, and moved physically to New York State, where he's being held in prison, just so they can be closer to him and go and visit him
at
weekly.
At this point, he will not likely be remaining where he is.
So they're going to move him
geographically
around, right?
Because he was left in basically what amounts to a county jail for the purpose. Rikers Prison or something in New York's city, basically. And he, he's now going to be moved off into the federal system.
I thought he was in a federal detention center in Manhattan.
I think he's under federal jurisdiction in a some kind of detention facility. But she had said that there was special dispensation for him because of his appeal. So for that he's staying
in the
same place he
was. MCC, which is the Metropolitan Correctional Center in New York, which is a federally administered prison in Manhattan.
But it is a Yeah, it's for people going to trial. It doesn't. You notice it doesn't have the word, the letter P in it. It is not a prison in the hard sense. It's a federal facility.
Mm-hmm.
I truly believe that Russ Ulbricht will be moved in the next 2 months.
Would not surprise me.
We definitely saw that happen with Mark Emery, the Prince of Pot, who they put in prison for 5 years and shipped him, here and there.
Mark Emery went around and, like, he created sort of trouble, while he was in jail. He wrote blog posts and did those sorts of things. Ross Ulbricht, he's...
That doesn't mean anything.
Kept a low
profile. They wanted to keep Mark away from his wife, so they moved him halfway across the United States.
They wanted to punish him for his activities while his, sort of continuing to be a jerk while in prison kind of thing. What do they call that? Diesel therapy? I think is what the terminology they used.
I don't remember any claims that he was being a jerk while in prison. My understanding, he was being a very good prisoner while he was in there.
I don't mean like shanking people in the shower or anything like that. I mean writing things. Like, using your freedom of speech while in jail is dangerous because the Department of the Bureau of Prisons doesn't like it.
Right, and he could have found out that there were, 500,000 gallons of Baskin-Robbins ice cream that was being served to the guards instead of the inmates, as was supposed to be done.
That was Seagoville Prison, and that's still going on, and that is a corruption scandal that one of our listeners has stumbled upon, who is living in that particular facility.
There was.
And we got 500 pages punished, of evidence about
wasn't
it.
Wasn't he punished for filing that FOIA
request? Regularly.
They banned him from calling our show.
Regularly they go after these guys. If you attempt to point out to the Bureau of Prisons something they're doing wrong, or the federal government generally, they're going to come after you.
Yep, that's true.
Right. Look at Chelsea Manning. She showed things that the federal government was doing wrong and was rewarded with a 35-year prison term.
Yeah, well, she got out. Russ Ulbricht didn't have the sort of the amount of support, I think, is really what got Chelsea out.
Well, okay, I see what
generally
you're saying.
Also when things are still working their way through the court system, there's not going to be clemency or pardons.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying there. And also, I don't know, is it so much about support, Mark, as it is about the alleged crimes that were committed? I mean,
a little bit about, because to Obama's credit, and, you know, again, I realize that this is not saying a lot because he oversaw a bunch of people being placed into prison, but he did wind up pardoning in the last several months. He did wind up pardoning, I believe, over 1,000 people, most of them nonviolent drug offenders.
That's true.
Right. And but what Obama played the line, right? Like, you know, throughout 8 years, he played president, and then at the end, he played liberal. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he gets to have his cake and eat it, too, in this circumstance because, you know, you can say the Obama administration incarcerated Chelsea Clinton for pointing out the atrocities of
Chelsea Manning. Well, Chelsea Clinton never went to
prison. I'm sorry, Chelsea Manning. Thank you so much.
Not yet.
Private Manning for the you know, the atrocities that were committed in the Iraq War, or blah blah blah. You can make this statement, but then it's mitigated by the fact. Well, but Obama let her out.
Right. Did not pardon. Just commuted.
Yeah. Whatever. So, I mean, you know, that's to me, that's play on both sides and playing them well. And no one ever claimed that Obama was a bad politician.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Scott in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yes. Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
What's on your mind?
I'd like to talk about white rights for white Christians in America. For too long, white Christians in America have been officially marginalized by unfair affirmative
action
and reverse discrimination laws. Meant to protect blacks who required special laws because they did not have the IQs that were equal to whites.
Oh, God.
For example, Barack Obama got into Harvard Law School as a result of affirmative action and reverse discrimination laws. But without these special laws, Obama would have most certainly been rejected.
Blacks, how do we know
are
that?
No longer,
I've never seen documentation of that. I can say that certainly Barack Obama did not claim to be anything but black when you know, applying, and certainly they do have rules for you know, that say, like, we'd like to have this many blacks, this many whites, this many Jews, this many whatever. Like, they, you know, they make decisions based on ethnicity. I wish they didn't, but they do. What evidence do you have that he wouldn't have made it in had everything been equal?
We'll find out here in a moment here with Scott in Massachusetts. He is Scott the Bigot. We will continue, and you are welcome to join us here. 855-450. Free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coastline Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coastline now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and you can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you've got Bitcoin, we want you to check out the official wallet of Free Talk Live. Or maybe you've got some other cryptocurrencies like Ether or Dash and several more. You can go to Jax.io to learn more about Jax. It's JAXX.io or grab it from the Google or Apple App Store. It's not quite like most of the wallets you've seen out there. This one holds multiple cryptocurrencies, and it has ShapeShift integration, which means that you can easily change between your currencies, meaning if you have Bitcoin but you want to turn some of that into Ether or Dash or whatever, or vice versa, you can do that with Jax. Go to Jax.io. It's created by Anthony DiOrio, who is one of the founders of Ethereum. It's easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax, and Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life. Coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live at JAXX.io. As we continue here, Scott in Massachusetts, he is Scott the Bigot. And Mark, you had thrown a question out at Scott a moment ago. Do you happen to recall what that was? Because I didn't take any notes.
No.
it was about Obama going to college, and what proof, if any, does Scott the Bigot have that Obama would not have been accepted
if he weren't black?
If he were not at least part black.
Scott,
as,
that was special
as a whole,
for you.
Across the board, blacks do not have the same mental aptitude as whites.
And they don't score as well on IQ tests.
That's right, they don't. You know, that's a fact.
But that doesn't mean anything when it comes down to the individual.
Correct. Because the way you know averages work, it means some people are above average and some people are below average.
But it also doesn't mean that the IQ... Okay, so IQ tests are written basically by white people for white students and that sort of thing, so it's difficult to know. I mean, when you take somebody, you toss them into the worst school in a given geographic area, and you say, perform at the level of the kids in the better school, and then you say, look, you're just a bunch of dum-dums, all of you. I mean, this is all sort of rigged and set up for the first place. We
right.
cannot say... at this point, conclusively, if people who are black are born dumber than people who are born white because they come through a an education system which funds schools that are majority black less than it funds schools that are majority white. Now, it's not that I agree or disagree with, I do disagree with that, but I think that the public school system's rigged from the get-go. The best
Let me put it another way, gentlemen. If you look at the history of the world, what have blacks contributed to humanity? When I mean that, I'm referring to mathematics, literature, music. Let's look at the Germans.
Why don't you go and look it up? I mean, there's an entire internet out there full of you know, people who are black who have achieved all kinds of different successes in life. And, you know, we're not going to go and do your research for you. It's not like you really want to hear an answer to that question.
He
you
doesn't want to hear an answer.
You don't want to have your beliefs rebutted because they're not based on anything sound.
Oh,
they're
yes,
based
they
on
are.
Hatred. They're based on ignorance.
No. Could I finish reading this? It won't take long. Blacks are no longer considered minorities in America. On the contrary, whites are who have been forced to take a back seat to blacks.
Oh, please.
Because blacks have
been
over
from?
Their heads for decades with guilt.
Where is this coming from?
Probably something that he wrote down just before he called in.
Where, Scott, where are you getting this from this that you're reading? What is it?
A guilt trip. Of their past treatment of blacks who are determined.
Where
to...
are
he's not
you having a conversation.
Getting your information?
Yeah, he's not listening at this point. We're going to give him one more chance here. Are you still reading, Scott?
Yeah, just
where
one
are
more
you
gentleman.
Reading this and from? What is your source?
Christians were
not nearly
as responsible.
Thank you for the call. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I'm sure that's going to be used as evidence that white Christians are being oppressed.
You're only thanking him out of courtesy, not because you're actually thankful that a bigot would call into the show and say weird, bigoted things.
I don't think that, if I recall, Scott, from years and years ago, he's not particularly Christian. He's just of the opinion that sort of culturally Christians are better. No, I don't think so.
Well, we can't ask him now, Mark. I'm sure he'll call back at another time, and you can ask him all about his Christian beliefs or lack thereof.
I don't care.
At that time. So, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Look, you know, the fact is that people are individuals, and I, you know, all this talk about groups, it is really, you know, it doesn't fly on this show because you can show a study that claims that, you know, blacks don't have the same average IQ as whites. Maybe that's a legitimate study. I don't know. But taking that at face value, to me, it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant whether that's true or not, because what matters is the individual and what that person believes and what that person's successes and challenges.
It's also a difficult position to hold and be bigoted against Jews at the same time. So Ashkenazi Jews tend to show up significantly higher other ethnic group, including Asians, when it comes to IQ tests. If you're going to use this as a yardstick. Mm-hmm. By God, use it as a yardstick. Then, you know, then Scott calls in and complains about the Jews controlling the world. Well, wait a second. What was the problem? It wasn't a big deal that whites were in charge of blacks when whites had a few points more than blacks did on IQ tests taken by tests written by whites, blacks that went through white schools, and you look black schools. You know, the whole reasons why this isn't entirely fair. But when you stack them up against Jews, whites fall by many points.
See, that's probably why he he thinks the Jews control the world is because they're, on average, smarter than the white people. Herp-a-derp.
Yeah, well, you know, ask any person with a high IQ that high IQs don't make don't mean success, happiness, or a whole variety of measurements.
That there
of a
are
good
actually
life.
Studies, and I forget what podcast I was listening to recently, where they were talking about IQ, and there's a certain point, and I think it's somewhere around the 120 mark, that it doesn't really matter how much higher over that you are. Your success level is going to be about the same.
Let's continue with your calls. We've got Don. He's in San Angelo, Texas, listening via podcast. Hello, Don.
Hello, this is Don. And
yes, sir.
I had a little story to share about my fifth grader.
Okay.
He got his
report card?
Money for the week, and went to the
allowance.
Store to spend it. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, man.
Okay. And he was walking along, and he said, "Dad, can you pay the tax for me?" And he's done this several times, and I thought, this, you know, makes it easier for him, and he doesn't like spending his own money. But I thought I'd actually ask him, why don't you want to pay the tax? Is it just because you don't want to pay the man? And he thought for about half a minute, and he looked at me, and he said, "Some of this money from taxes goes for war, and we should have smarter ways of solving problems than that."
Wow, he's in fifth grade.
I agree with him completely, but having you pay the tax doesn't stop the war from happening.
I know, but I thought that was enough.
Hey, he's just trying to keep the blood off of his hands.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Dad, you take care of that.
Would make more sense for him to say, well, the price is $2.99, not $2.99 plus all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But that's one of the wonderful things about New Hampshire, where we live and where this show originates from, is when you go into, you know, Walmart or Target or whatnot, unless you're buying prepared meals, there is no tax.
That's true. So, Don, was there more to your conversation you wanted to share, or was that it?
No, just that sometimes even the smallest can be pretty smart. Smarter
from
than
the mouths of babes, as they say. Thank you for the call tonight, Don. I appreciate the story. Our toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Coming up, Daryl, you've got an update on the terrible judge, Ms. Catherine Forrest.
Yes.
Who was
penguin raper.
The very same judge, allegedly. The very same judge who sat on Ross Ulbricht's trial.
Yes.
So that district court judge, federal court judge, you've got news about her on the way. It has to do with cigarettes.
And sending a message.
Another message. Yep. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Doggo Suds.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. We invite you to join us here toll-free at 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And join us online anytime you want. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. With you in studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And Daryl.
And Mark.
And we're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Also, I do want to let you know about saveitpurse.com. You go there, you want to save big time on your purchases at Amazon, Save It Purse lets you do it. Easily save 20% or maybe even more on the stuff that you need to buy. SaveATPurse.com. I sometimes will try for a higher percentage discount if I'm not in a hurry to get anything. So, you know, if you need something quickly, they do have Purse Instant, which gives you 5% off that and also gives you Amazon Prime on the shipping, so you get it fast. And so it's just an amazing deal. The thing is, you have to have cryptocurrency. You have to have Bitcoin, for instance, or one of the other more popular cryptos in order to utilize Purse. Otherwise, sorry, you need to get some Bitcoin. SaveATPurse.com, SaveATPurse.com. I recently had tried to get more than, like, I think I was shooting for like 29% or something on some bubble mailers, and just couldn't quite get it. So I gave it like a week or two, and I wasn't able to get the discount that I was looking for, so I dropped it down to 24% and sold. Yeah, so I'm buying the bubble mailer so I can mail out the Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree DVDs when the orders come in. They're not coming in fast, but we did get our first order for a autographed copy of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, which, by the way, is right now only available through SaveItPurse.com. And if you want to get access to that, go to victimlesscrimespree.com, go to dvd.victimlesscrimespree.com, and you'll find the link there to the autographed version. There's the regular version that doesn't have autographs for $10, basically, and then there's the other version that has autographs on it from me and Derek J. Freeman, and that's approximately $20 worth of Bitcoin. Plus a couple bucks for shipping. So if you want to get your copy of that, you can do that. And thanks to Roger Paxton for being the first buyer of that DVD set. So Appreciate
it. I wonder if he's going to do an official review on his podcast, The Lava Flow.
That would be amazing. I would love that. There hasn't been a review of Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree in quite a long time. It's a movie that's been out for almost 5 years now. It'll be 5 years this September. So I'm sure we'll be commemorating that when that time comes around. But it sort of plateaued for a long time as far as its views on YouTube. It's been at like 176,000 for probably a year. So it's been very, very slow growth. It's one of those things where you never know what's going to happen. I mean, somebody could all of a sudden post that to Reddit, and then it could blow up and get, you know, another 100,000 views in a week. So you never know when that's going to happen. But as of the last couple of years, it's been pretty slow growth there on Victimless Crime Spree, which is, again, you can watch it for free anytime you want at victimlesscrimespree.com.
But you don't get the commentary when you watch it for free online.
Nope, that's true. That is one of the exclusives to the DVD version of it, which again is available at dvd.victimlesscrimespree.com. Let's go to Greg. He is on the line on Skype. Hello, Greg. Where are you calling from tonight? Greg? Greg on Skype. Going once. Greg on Skype. Going twice. Sometimes people are on Skype, but they don't realize they've accidentally hit the mute button. Sometimes it's our sound card that has the issue, but we haven't really had that problem in quite a long time, so it's almost never our side. So we'll see if we can figure out what's going on with Greg's connection here. And, of course, we'll take your phone calls any old time you want. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So let's talk about Judge Catherine Forrest, the very same corrupt, terrible judge who sent Ross Ulbricht to prison for the rest of his life and another life sentence or so beyond that. What's the latest with old Judge Forrest?
Well, Darryl? The latest is from about a week ago. New York Times has the story where she ruled that UPS, that's the shipping company, UPS, mm-hmm. must pay $247 million in damages and penalties to New York City and New York State for illegally shipping cigarettes.
Seriously?
Yes. Seriously.
How the hell
$247 million.
That's crazy. How is somebody supposed to, obviously I don't know any of the details of the case, I'm sure you'll give us some of that here in a moment, but how is someone who's the shipper supposed to be responsible for the tax stamps on the cigarettes?
So, and I've read these stories about this a few days ago, and there was an agreement that UPS had signed with both the city and the state mm-hmm. that they would not ship cigarettes to any unlicensed retailer, to private residences, or somewhere else. So they signed an agreement, and UPS says what we shipped, because, you know, UPS, they've got to ask people, are you shipping this, that, the other thing, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And they said that what they were shipping were actually miniature cigars, not cigarettes, and so therefore they were not in violation of the agreement.
But Forrest said, yes, you were.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And according to New York Times, a, quote, very significant award, end quote, was necessary because of the public health hazard posed by cigarettes and as a deterrent to future bad conduct. So here we go with that somebody in the future might do something bad again.
Now, this is interesting because it reminds me of a story that we talked about, I don't know, a few years ago, where New York City or New York State, I forget which one, maybe it was the city because they mentioned the city here in this story, that they put that big old tax, of course, on cigarettes. And I remember there was like a headline that we reported on where the city had like the cigarette interdiction squad. And they were going, they were going after people, not only, you know, by choking them to death on the streets for selling Lucy's, but also they were going after people that they had records had purchased cigarettes online and were trying to extract tax payments from them for that.
I believe they were also going after people that had gone to one of the Indian reservations in New York, purchased cigarettes from there, and then brought them into the city to wind up smoking.
That's also illegal, even though they legally bought it in an Indian reservation in the
there they are, smoke it on the Indian reservation, Ian?
There are a lot
of... Is that what you're supposed to do?
You can't just run around smoking cigarettes in our town that you haven't paid for.
there are a lot of cities and states that have something called a use tax, where if you buy something in one jurisdiction and did not pay a sales tax on it, and you use it in their jurisdiction, you are liable for that tax. So online sales, and this is something that a lot of people aren't even aware of, and it applies to catalog sales as well, but you know, how many of those are there anymore? When you buy something from a different jurisdiction, the jurisdiction you're buying from can't tax it because it's going across state lines, but the recipient of the item is supposed to pay a use tax in a lot of jurisdictions.
I have to wonder what it was that, you know, UPS signed an agreement with the state and the city, New York City in this case. Was there some sort of consideration given to UPS for this? Was it just, you know, the fact that they won't be harassed by the government or something
well,
like that?
They had, I believe, and I'm fairly certain the article does get into it a little more in detail, but I believe they had been charged with illegally shipping cigarettes previously, and as a courtesy of, we'll drop the charges if you agree to never do this again.
I see.
I believe was the reason that agreement came about. Let's continue with the article.
We'll do that
here.
In a moment here. Let's go first, though, to Mark. He's in Manchester, New Hampshire, and listening online at lrn.fm. Go ahead, Mark.
Heard you talk about Jax.io, so I went online and downloaded it to my phone.
All right.
Well, you'll have to bear with me because I'm over 50 years old. So what do I do now? I'd like to get some Dash coin, and I have a wallet on my phone. So where do I get some Dash?
You'd have to ask around, and this sounds like, can we say who you are because I can identify your voice?
Sure, go ahead. This is Mark.
This is Mark Warden. Mark Warden, who is the Porcupine Real Estate Agent. And long-time listener.
RealEstate.com.
That's right. A long-time listener and supporter of Free Talk Live. And, Mark, you are living in nearby to one of the largest concentrations of cryptocurrency activists in the world. Manchester, New Hampshire probably has a very large number of those folks. I've seen pictures of them attending Bitcoin meetups and things like that. And I would say putting it out there to the community is a good way to acquire some Dash, just kind of person to person. That was the old way you did it with Bitcoin back in the day if you didn't want to sign up for an exchange. Most exchanges don't have these alternative currencies on them. Some of them are starting to get them, like the Kraken Exchange, I believe, has Dash, if I'm recalling correctly. But and of course, you can also use the Jax app to shapeshift from one to another. So if you already have some Bitcoin, you can just change that into to Dash. But more coming up here. If you want to stick with us, you can. Mark, this is Free Talk Live, Hour 3 on the way. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Symbi.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.